This speaker comes from Carlisle, which is in the northwest of England, and it's a town that's quite close to the Scottish border. It's probably best to have a listen to the vowel shifts, and you'll hear these occurring in the beginning sentences in a word like lusted, where it becomes more of a back placement, lusted, in the phrase that includes the word aghast, where you'll hear that vowel widen out to aghast, and in the sound for the word throne, where you'll hear it more as throne.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Pelias, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion, and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lured Jason into her plot. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lured Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauc's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting, but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus, Pelias's palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Pelias to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes. The father I betrayed to go with you. To Pelias's daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman, you could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats.
My name's Catherine and I'm 20 years old. I was born in Carlisle in Cumbria
and it's a city about 10 minutes south of the Scottish border, but I've lived in a small town called Brampton, 20 minutes east of Carlisle, all my life. My dad was born in Balloch and grew up in Mulgay near Glasgow. He's got four brothers and sisters, all of which live in various places around Scotland, such as Edinburgh, Dundee, Aberdeen and Lauder. And my brother Andrew actually works in Aberdeen too. My mum was brought up in Durham in the northeast of England, and my grandparents still live there. My mum's sister, however, has moved to Manchester and has lived there for about 30 years now. Brampton's very, very small, and everyone knows everyone, and everyone knows everyone's business. But what I love about it is that it's out in the countryside, and the fells are right on the doorstep. The Lake District's only half an hour away, and it's such a good place to take the dogs for a walk. I do love living in the city, but there's definitely nowhere as beautiful as the Cumbrian countryside.